This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cookin' with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. Cranberry sauce and gravy.
Yes, right. Okay, that's great. So the gravy, John, now, you know, I think with gravy, there are not going to be that many of us around the table this year. So I think it's important to make really good gravy. And the key to a really good gravy is good stock. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with stock cubes and gravy powder and everything, but I think this year we need to make an effort, you know, just do a nice bit of proper stock. So what I've done is I roasted some chicken wings in the oven, mm-hmm. and gave them a good old roast, you know, for about 10 minutes, and then put in onion, carrot, celery and thyme, and add that to your roasted wings. And at this stage there's going to be fat coming out of the wings, so that all your vegetables will soak that all up, and then just put that back into the oven for about 20 minutes. Give it a good, you know, rustle around, mm-hmm. every now and again. And then put that into a big pot, cover it with cold water, bring it to the boil, and then simmer it for about 4 hours.
Oh, so put the wings and the vegetables in.
That's the stock. Yeah, stock is just bones and aromatics and water.
And then bring it to the stuff boil. At the bottom? You know the wee stuff that comes at the, when you're lifting them out of the roasting tray, there'll be all that kind of gunk at the bottom?
Oh, yeah. Get some water into that, and, you know, bring it up to the boil. Get that, that's a great point, actually, because that's the best bit, isn't it? That, mm-hmm. sort of, and then put that in and simmer it. Now, what I did, John, was, because I don't like that boiling thing in the kitchen, carry on, so I put it all into a big pot, covered it, and put it into the oven for 4 hours, you know, and right. let it just simmer away. Then you strain that off, and then you boil it down again for about another half hour, just to reduce it by half, and you get this beautiful, beautiful stock, really lovely. And what you do then is that stock will go with the, so what I've done here is I've roasted a chicken, because I'm not going to roast a turkey at this stage in December. So the chicken, but when you're doing the chicken, whenever you're doing your turkey, put in a couple of onions at the bottom and set the turkey on that with some thyme. And then all the juices that come out of the turkey and all your butter and everything that you've put on top of it will come in. So then we're going to use that onion and the thyme, and we're going to mix that up later with the stock. So we'll come back to that. I'll get that bubbling away now and blended. And then the cranberry sauce.
Uh-huh.
I like cranberry sauce, and I have to say, but I like it quite tangy. So my recipe, I use frozen cranberries, John, because I couldn't get fresh, and they're great. They're fantastic.
It's years since I made cranberry sauce, but this year, funny enough, this week I said, do you know what, I'm going to make cranberry sauce this year, because you buy a jar of it, somebody takes 2 teaspoons out of the top of it, and then it sits, and the next Christmas you go back to it and it's furry, and you just think,
it's not good. No. Just make, and you know, some of the thing about it is, I think when you make your own, people are more inclined to eat it.
Yeah.
So this didn't make enough.
Sympathy more than anything else.
Yeah, well, that's what I've done. Sympathy, you know, that's okay. Yeah. So all I did was just to put the bag of frozen cranberries into a saucepan. I put in some honey, a cinnamon stick. I had some allspice in the cupboard. I quite like allspice, you know, a wee sort of peppery.
Yeah.
4 cloves, and then some 75 grams of soft brown sugar and just bring that up to a nice gentle simmer and just let it, you know, just let it go ahead there until it's nice and thick, and then cool it down. And also what I did was added at the end about 25 mils or 35 mils of cognac.
Oh.
So the cognac is a complete revelation to cranberry John. So I had a wee sort of look around the and I would normally put in something orangey, you know, like an orange liqueur. But I thought I didn't have any, and I had a wee bit of bottle of brandy left back from last Christmas, actually, and put a wee drop of that in, wee toot of that in. And honestly, see that? It just opens everything up here. So I have it here now. It's absolutely lovely. It's not overly sweet, John. And if you like a sweet cranberry sauce, then just up the sugar or up the honey.
Yeah.
But I quite like that, you know, because turkey's quite sweet, and your ham's going to have this
you
nice glaze on it.
Tang. Do you whiz? I take it, do you whiz it?
No, I didn't whiz it. I just picked out the cloves in case there was some litigation, yeah. So I take that all out, so just in case somebody sues you or gets it stuck in their teeth, and we don't want to go to the dentist on Christmas Day.
Definitely not.
So take them out. If you do have a wee bit of muslin, just wrap them up in that, you know, and then you can just pull it all out, you know, the cinnamon stick and your cloves.
And share it out amongst friends and family. That's the way to do it.
No, there's not that now, to be fair, John. There's not much of it now. So don't be concerned. There's enough there to do maybe 8 people, a good spoonful each. So if you want to up it, make it, just obviously double up the recipe or whatever you need to do. So
okay, so that's your cranberry sauce, spicy cranberry and cognac sauce, and then the gravy. And we're going to come back to you later on and finish that off.
Yeah, finish off the gravy, and I've got a nice glaze for the ham. Really simple, just nice glaze.
Happy days.
Well, I did the noisy bit, John. So what I did was I took all the juices that came out of the chicken plus the onions and put them into a pan with the stock. And then to thicken that, I've made a beurre manier, which is a really classic sort of thickener. It's just really soft butter and plain flour, and you just mix that up in a cup until it forms a paste.
Uh-huh.
Whisk that into everything, and then and it'll start to thicken. Let it simmer, and then what I did was just blended it, you know, hand blender, stick blender, or a jug blender, and it's ready now, so that you can hear it bubbling away. But that's the gravy. And you know, the thing about it is, John, you could make the stock now, and because it's reduced down, it'll nearly go like a jelly.
And what, freeze it?
And when it's cold, and then just put it into a bag and freeze it. So that's a head, you know, and then your cranberry sauce, you can make a head, put it into a clean jam jar. So those are the, you know, those two are done, really. So that's the gravy. It smells, I have to say, this does smell very good, John.
Mm-hmm.
And it just does make a difference.
That's my plan for today then. So I'm going to be making cranberry sauce and gravy today. What about the glaze then?
Right, the glaze, really simple. Just, you've got your ham, and again, I don't boil it anymore. Just put it into a nice big pot, John. Bit of water, you know, some cloves if you want, wee bit of onion just to flavour it, and then just cover the pot, put it into the oven, cook it slowly, or if you have a slow cooker, another great way. And the glaze is just soft brown sugar. It's a maple mustard glaze, so got soft brown sugar, maple syrup, a bit of vinegar just to cut through that sweetness, and a nice big heaped tablespoonful of Dijon mustard. Boil that up until the sugar dissolves, and then boil it a wee bit more until it just goes slightly thick. And then, you know, when you've scored your fat, you know, if you've moved around from your ham and you've scored the fat, then brush, say, about a third of it onto it. Put it into a nice hot oven, and then keep brushing it with that, and you'll get this beautifully glazed ham. And that's just because, you know, that sugar has kind of nearly caramelised. It's just about to caramelise, but it's liquid. Then when you put it on that ham and it hits that fat, it will caramelize, and the smell from that maple syrup's lovely, isn't it? And mustard,
absolutely. Oh yeah.
And I was thinking I might even, you know, if you didn't, you know, I just was having a wee, you know, wee pruch around my cupboard there for something, and I found a wee tin of, you know, the wee tin of the English mustard.
Oh yeah.
I love those wee tins. Aye. And I thought, right, I'm going to try that as well, because I think that'd be nice. You know, you get nice oomph of heat with that too. Yeah. So just whatever mustard you have around it, and it would work with whole grain. So, you know, if you've got a wee cup, even if you've got a few odds and end jars in the fridge that you want to use up, just horse them all in. Sure, wouldn't that do? You know, I'm a great believer in, you know, mustard's mustard, isn't it? And
yeah. Get that wee extra kick though from the
just
English mustard,
that,
I think, which is
definitely. It's lovely.
Very tasty.
Yeah.
So that's gorgeous.
I've got that
so that's your glaze, the gravy, and the cranberry sauce, all set. The recipe's on the sheet. You can do it now this weekend and leave it then for the, or maybe not the glaze, but you can do the rest certainly this weekend.
The glaze will take 2 minutes, John, on Christmas morning, you know. And also with that glaze, if you know if you're in between times, if it solidifies a wee bit, just put it back in the heat with a wee tablespoonful of water and bring it back up again.
Brilliant. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.